Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Erotica with Erica. I am Mistress Erica of IntelligentPwnFantasy.com. Why don't you take a seat and get a little more comfy and we'll get better acquainted, Now, this is my pilot podcast, which means if this is well received, then there just might be some more tasty tidbits to come. So be sure to let me know if this is something you'd be interested in. I'd love to hear your feedback. Oh, and feedback warning, remain adult and professional and respectful at all times, or you'll see Mistress of Mean. Now, I am going to be choosing a 15-minute format for now for several reasons, but two of which are, one, it's a lot of work doing an hour-long podcast every week. I really tip my hat to those mistresses who do. They work so hard providing such wonderful, fun, and erotic content. And two, I think a smaller, more intimate time frame and format might just be the thing to give you that little special tingle throughout your day. Which, if I'm going to be honest, is what I am after. So without further delay, onward with Erotica with Erica. For those in the know around the Enchantrix Empire, you are familiar with some of the sexy podcasts the Enchantrix mistresses produce every week. Some are fun and informal, like Sexy Mistress Constance's Kink Corner on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and Mistress and the Tramp with the delightful Miss Hunter and Maureen, a.k.a. the Tramp, on Thursday evenings. Now, other podcasts are more focused on sexuality and education, like Mistress Harper's Whore School on Sunday night. If you're new to the Empire or haven't checked them out yet, I really encourage you to do so. I'm sure there's something for every taste. Just hop on over to cockradio.com. Now, my few minutes of airtime will include, but not limited to, news around the Empire, anything I find amusing, and yes, a few erotic words. Now, those erotic words can be from me or from you. Sound fun? Email me at erica@enchantrixempire.com to find out more on how you can have your erotica read on my show. Today's amusing musings is a joke that was told to me recently. What's the difference between a woman and a computer? Computers don't laugh at 3.5-inch floppies. Do you even know what a 3.5 floppy is? I sure hope you don't own one. Not in 2019, pumpkin. Now, what other fun can we have? Let's take a look at erotica. They are usually written works of literature, but they can be sexually explicit photographs or sculptures depicting human sexuality. But the one thing, the one goal is to arouse your desire. In so many ways, that's what I do every day. A lot of what I do is weaving sensual, sexual, or sometimes downright raunchy fantasies for us to enjoy. It's the art of the story, if you will. The key, then, to erotica is to understand how very subjective it is. After all, what arouses your desires may not arouse another. Now you know why it's so attractive for me to do what I do. Not only do I unlock the puzzle, which is you and your libido, I get to put those pieces back together in a sexy, seductive way. Now that might not be everyone's cup of tea, but lucky for you, and lucky for me, it's my cup of tea. I've had some fun with some of you. You write me your fantasy, I punch it up, add my flavor, and make it something better than either of us could ever do alone. That's what's so fucking fantastic. Today's reading is from Eric, a delightful submissive, and was featured on my blog in March of 2018, filed under Submissive Submissions, where I let my fans submit a few paragraphs of erotica to win naughty prizes. So on with lesson learned. Kneeling on a towel on his knees in front of the chair that is Mistress Erica's, a puddle of pre-cum forming larger with each drop from his chastened cock. Chris, one of Mistress's experienced pets, was visibly showing the results of his disciplined training. It had been 3 weeks since his last session, one in which Chris had been meditating on since, for he had violated one cardinal rule of a submissive. He had orgasmed without permission. As he kneeled there, his body quivering with a little excitement and frustration, beads of sweat forming, trickling down until they hit the towel beneath him. He had been placed in chastity with Mistress Erica holding the key until they had their time again. Her directions were simple. Edge through the chastity device 3 times a day and 4 on the weekend. While listening to the 10-minute recording of her voice saying over and over, "I own this cock. I control this cock. I control this orgasm. This is my cock. Mistress Erica owns and controls you. Mistress Erica owns and controls that cock." With the last words of "my cock," he was to go a little faster. Mistress Erica walks in. Chris could hear the click, click, clicking of her high heels striking the floor behind him with each step. His heart racing in anticipation for what was to come. She slides one cool finger across his broad, moist shoulders. "Hello, my pet." Her cock hardens in the chastity. She notices the stream of pre-cum flowing from the device. She smiles that benevolent, devious smile. That key perched between those fingers. Her one hand slides down his belly to his pelvis, then cradling his locked manhood in her palm, raises that key to the lock. And just as the key gets to the very entrance, suddenly her phone from LDW rings. Oh, pet and mistress walks away. Fans, isn't that a delicious tease and denial scene? Oh my god, I got freaking goosebumps just thinking about it. Oh, way to go, Eric. Thank you so much for your submissive submission. I love the description of what he was going through, don't you? The beads of sweat, the longing, the fact that my heel click, click, click on the floor, and one soft, simple touch causes such arousal. Delicious. And then when that phone rang, as it sometimes does when I'm in the middle of something else, couldn't you just feel his heart and soul sinking into that submissive oblivion. That sweet, sweet agony of being denied yet again. Now, what's interesting is, although Chris in the scene doesn't know whether or not Mistress will allow him to come, that's really not the point. He is longing for his penis to be fully erect. 3 weeks of not having a full erection. Not being able to touch. What do you think about that? I want to know. Have you ever tried chastity? Have you ever tried chastity for more than a couple days? I want to know what you think about erotica, about this podcast, and in particular about this erotic reading today. You can comment on my blog and let me know what you think. For today, my time is just about up. I want to wish you a very kinky